Yes, we're recording.
Okay, we're now recording. All right, we're resuming public session of the Board of Accountancies, May 13th, 2019 meeting. It is now almost 2:30. We're ready to receive motions and cases for the executive session.
All right, I will start with A. A?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I would like to make a motion to close the reporting inquiries listed in 8A, 1, and 2. I have a motion.
Second.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Motion passed.
I'd like to make a motion to close the inquiries listed under 8B, 1 through 14.
I'll second it.
I have, I'm going to recuse or abstain from voting on this on several of these inquiries. I have potential connections or conflicts with some of these, so I will abstain from voting on these.
And who are you for the record?
I am Scott Wright.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Those abstentions?
Aye.
Okay. B has passed. Okay. In other motions with compliance with settlement agreements. In case 16-023.
I make a motion to release Mr. Nichols from his mentoring program.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Motion passed. In the case of 18-010.
I make a motion to find that Mr. Ankenberg has violated his consent his agreement, stipulated order and agreement.
I'll second the motion.
In case number 18-010.
Any further discussion? All in favor state aye.
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 Disagreements? Abstentions? Okay. Motion is passed. So we have done line two, right? Yes. Okay. So this is for an executive session.
In the matter of agency case number 17-022, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-030-0010, parent B, due professional care.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion?
This matter has to do with whether the respondent appropriately used a power of attorney to get information to the preparation of an income tax return, a client's income tax return.
Those approved, say aye.
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 Disagree, say no. All right, motion passed.
Further, in the case of agency case 17-022, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0015, parent 2, parent small b, request for documents, records.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent appropriately returned documents at the request of a client or a client representative.
For a vote of insufficient information, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 17058, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-030-0020, parent 13, non-disclosure agreements.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether a document signed by the respondent had a prohibited non-disclosure agreement or whether or not that had been appropriately been provided to us.
For a vote of insufficient information, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passed.
In the matter of agency case number 18-005, I make a motion of finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent small b, due professional care.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with the respondent's licensee's actions as a named trustee for a trust.
Further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried.
Further, in the matter of agency case number 18-005, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence in a violation of OIR 801-030-0020, parent 1, little 1, little b, professional misconduct.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This had to do with respondents, whether they had performed services in an active status, inappropriate actions as an inactive status.
For a motion of insufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carried.
A matter of agency case number 18-033, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence in a violation of ORS 673.320, parent 3, use of term CPA.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the individuals had prepared tax returns and used their license while inappropriately licensed.
For a vote of insufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
Further, in the matter of agency case number 18-033, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent small b, board communications and investigations.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether, as part of the review of an investigation of this case, whether the individual had provided truthful information to the investigator regarding their status as a tax return preparer.
Any further comments? For a vote of insufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 19-003, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 2, reporting requirements.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent and firm appropriately provided information to the board regarding regulatory actions taken by another organization or regulator.
Any further comments? For a vote of insufficient evidence, say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Nay. In the case of agency case 18-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 4, tax standards.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the licensee had the appropriate authority to sign a e-file authorization form for a client.
Any other comments? For a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
In the further in the matter of case 18040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of OIR 801-030-0010, parent 4, tax standards again.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah. Further discussion?
So this one has to do with whether the licensee inappropriately directed a refund into a bank account which they had direct or indirect control over.
Any further comments? For a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, for professional misconduct.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent multiple pieces, including such as whether they appropriately handled a relationship with a client, whether they were using their position with the client to perhaps exploit the client, and a number of other matters in relationship to their relationship with their client and actions on behalf of or in connection with their client.
I'll second the motion.
We did that.
Oh, we did. No, I'm off track.
Further discussion.
Okay.
Okay, for a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion to find a violation of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 5, public communications and advertising.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the licensee, while having a lapsed license status, continued to communicate to the public as a CPA, an active licensed CPA.
For a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye. Oh, what was it? I was wondering.
Oh, second. I just got ahead of the time. Now I'm behind.
Okay. All right. So, for a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Motion carried.
Further, in the case of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 5. Public communication and advertising. This is a second similar charge.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This one has to do with whether the licensee inappropriately used letterhead for a firm that was in terminated status.
Any other comments? For a motion of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried.
In the matter of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 8, business transactions with clients.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This one has to do with whether the respondent, the licensee, conducted a business transaction with a client without providing adequate disclosure of differing interests in written form to the client prior to the transaction.
Any further comments? For a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
In the matter of 18-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of a violation of multiple violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 8, business transactions with clients.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This one has to do with whether the respondent appropriately disclosed differing interests with respect to loans with individuals with whom she at one point or another had done, were as clients.
Okay, any further discussion on this? Can I just ask clarification?
Sure.
Did we have discussion on this, that the time of the borrowing was or was not confirmed at the time that they were?
That was a question that was
not answered.
Not true, completely, in my opinion, yes.
Okay.
So my motion was for sufficient.
Sufficient.
Yes.
Okay. All right, for a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Who was the aye?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
In the matter of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020-9, notification to the board of change of address.
I'll second the motion.
Notification.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the individual had changed their address and whether the board whether they had taken steps to appropriately inform the board of a new address and business and or business name.
Any further comments? For a vote of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
I'm going to jump around a little bit here. In the matter of 18040, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020-1, professional misconduct.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent appropriately completed form submitted to the board with respect to licensing and whether that all of prior employment was provided as required by the form.
So is that line 18?
Yes.
It's line 18, but you only did the middle
correct
section of that? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was like,
yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Any further comments? Okay. For a motion of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Who was the nay?
Me.
Thank you.
In the matter of agency case number 18040, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020-2, reporting requirements.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent appropriately informed the board of legal actions taken against them within the appropriate timeline.
Any other comments here? For a motion of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
In the matter of agency case number 18040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence of violation of ORS 673.170, parent 5, dishonesty, fraud, or misrepresentation not in the practice of public accounting.
I'll second it.
Okay, further discussion?
This has to do with respect to whether documents submitted by the respondent to a national association reporting financial information with respect to that the licensee was appropriate and correct.
Okay, for any other comments? For a motion of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Finally, in the matter of agency case number 18-040, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.170, parent 2, parent C, incompetency in the practice of public accountancy.
I'll second it.
Further discussion?
I've said enough. Basically, it's just an overview of all the matters that we're dealing with in this particular case. Those which we have specifically addressed and others, just the level of competency of this individual.
Other comments in this motion? Okay. For a motion of sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
By one old business item under executive.
Okay. So then we're going to conclude the public session of the May 13th board meeting, and then we will be resuming back into executive session under ORS 192.660(2)(I).
And I believe for that we're just going to do just the board and